Okay, so in last week's Parashas Kisavoy, we had a Chumash on it, so I don't want to spend so much time, but there's a fascinating Orach Chaim HaKadosh, which we spoke about when we had the Parashas share, but I just want to connect it to an amazing story. Orach Chaim HaKadosh writes on the Pasuk, V'samachta b'chal ha-toiv, that you should rejoice. When a person brings his Bikurim, he's supposed to rejoice with his Bikurim. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh writes over there on the Pasuk, it's worthwhile to look inside, he writes, Ein toiv ela Torah. He writes, the ultimate pleasure and joy in this world only comes from Torah. And he writes, if people would realize it, they would stop the pursuit of money, they would stop the pursuit of kesev and zav, and they would only run and spend their whole day learning Torah. So most of us read this Orach Chaim HaKadosh, we're like, come on, pie in the sky, no one lives like that, no one thinks like that. But I'll share with you an amazing story. There was in Bnei Brak, there was a kollel fellow, an avreich, who said, this Parshas Kisavah, he said, I'm tired of all this stuff that everyone's so, who gets the Teicha, you give it to the Baal Kaira, you give it to the Gaba, you don't call him up, he said, that's it. I want the Teicha Parsh, I want the Teicha Aliyah. What bad's gonna happen to me? It's Teicha. So he decided he wants the Teicha. So he took the Teicha. And nothing happened to him. He didn't explode, he didn't have a heart attack. So Chaim Kinevsky was a little bothered by this. Chaim Kinevsky says, oh, we have a tradition that it's not a good mazel, not good luck to take the Teicha. So what ends up happening, a few weeks later, he gets a phone call, the fellow who took the Teicha, that he had a relative in America that he didn't know about, who was fantastically wealthy, who died. And he left this guy in Eretz Yisrael, in Bnei Brak, all of the business, with millions and millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. He just inherited millions of dollars. Says Reb Chaim Kinevsky, see? Look what happens when you get the Teicha. Now, most of us read that story and say, what? Say, give me the Teicha, sign me up. Reb Chaim Kinevsky said, your life is ruined now. Now you're going to leave Kail, you're going to move to America, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to be busy with business. So look what happens when you take the Teichacha. He mamash lived a different life. Where, you know, it's a different world. To him, money really meant nothing. People offered Chaim Kinevsky tons of things in this house. They offered to give him air conditioning. They offered to give him an elevator. It meant nothing to him. And now, I don't know about anyone else in this room. I have no hasagas to what that means. I'm all open to take money. Trust me. He had no, it meant, it's like food without spice. It meant nothing to him. It's just something. It's mamash what the Orach Chaim HaKadosh writes. To him, everything was Torah. Nothing else brought him any pleasure in this world. Nothing else did it for him. And to him, when a guy has to leave learning to take a job, and now he just inherited millions, to him, that's the biggest Torah. That's the biggest klal in the world. It's an amazing thing. Halavai, we should have a little bit of a sheifa to understand a little bit what that means. But it's a beautiful Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Orach Chaim HaKadosh says a person wants to have ultimate joy and pleasure. Comes from learning. That's real joy. Everything else is, the world around us is always looking for what's going to bring them joy. Try this drug, that drug, you know, this thing. It's all looking to find fulfillment. But the Orach Chaim HaKadosh points out in this week's parasha that the ultimate joy, real pleasure, comes from limarat Torah. Okay. So we're going to discuss today a topic which we might have discussed in the past with a different angle. I want to come around it from a different angle this week. The question is, as the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah approaches us, what exactly is the, uptight is a strong word, but what exactly is the makeup of the day of Rosh Hashanah? How does it look and how is it supposed to be, you know, how are we noig on it? Meaning, we know that we have Shalosh Regalim, we have three Chagim that are the Shalosh Regalim, and that's brought down in the Torah. The Yom Nerayim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is it part of the Shalosh Regalim or is it not part of the Shalosh Regalim? Where exactly does Rosh Hashanah, we'll leave Yom Kippur out for today, where exactly does Rosh Hashanah fall into the spectrum of all our other Yom Tovim? The Moshe, for example, there's Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. I glad I had this in my shul. We have a chazan who's been coming to our shul for many years. He's a big Talmud Chacham. He's a Chassidish Rosh Hashiva. And he lost his mother. So Shalosh is an Avol al Adam for the Yomit. So Rosh Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya writes, and Avol's not al Adam for the Yomit, Shabbos and Yom Tif. What about Rosh Hashanah? So both the Magen Avraham and Arachayim and the Shach and Yerideya, they both comment, oh, for this Aloch of Rosh Hashanah is like the Regal. So you see that we do consider Rosh Hashanah somewhat like the Regal. But what I want to get in today's share is, do we say the din of v'samachta b'chagecha? Everyone knows that on the Shalosh Regalim it carries a chi of simcha, some form of simcha, which also needs to be discussed, exactly what that means and how do you go about fulfilling it. But does that chi of simcha apply to Rosh Hashanah also? Do we say Rosh Hashanah is also v'samachta b'chagecha on Rosh Hashanah also? Or do we say, no, Rosh Hashanah, it's a different type of yom. Avad, it's a mikrei kodesh. You can't do malacha on Rosh Hashanah. But it doesn't carry that same simcha, that same excitement, that same joy. You don't find that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. That's basically what I want to deal with today. Now, I think in other years, we discussed a little bit of a different angle. We discussed the angle, can you fast on Rosh Hashanah? Again, it might be a similar question. Obviously, if you hold the zechi of simcha, it probably would limit you from fasting. But maybe, yeah, maybe not. That's really a different conversation. Let's start from the beginning. And keep this in mind. The first Maamar Makom, I think, is one of the most important Maamar Makomim of the day. Comes from the Yireim, the Baal Rishonim. The question is like this. We know, ask anyone in the world, they'll tell you, where do you know you have to be happy on Yom Tov? They'll quote you the pasuk, V'samachta b'chagecha. Right? It's a song, everyone sings it. V'samachta b'chagecha. Thank you. You should rejoice on your Yom Tov. There's only one problem. That's Sukkot and Shavuos. Sukkot and Shavuos. The two places where the Chumash acknowledges Simcha is Shavuos and Sukkot. What about Pesach? So Pesach, I don't have a chi of Simcha. And more than anything, what about Rosh Hashanah? There is no pasuk anywhere in the Chumash that says V'samachta b'chagecha on Rosh Hashanah. So that should be the dead giveaway. If it doesn't say V'samachta, then I don't have it. Now the problem is, it doesn't say V'samachta by Pesach, and everyone assumes that Pesach has a chi of Simcha. So the question is, okay. I don't usually have someone taste my drinks for me, but maybe I should start. Okay. So that's the question. So that's the question. The question is, what do we do with both Pesach and Rosh Hashanah where the Torah doesn't write Simcha? So if you take a look over here, number one, in the Yireim Bavorn's is Kasha. Now the truth is, with regard to the Kasha of Pesach, there's a Tosfos in Chagiga that also addresses that question. So for Pesach, we have a much easier answer. What's going to be the easy answer for Pesach? Tezvav, Tezvav. We always have our Gzeri Shavah to fall back on. As my joke, I once met a guy in Erev Sukkot buying a new dustpan. I said, why? Gzeri Shavah, Tezvav, Tezvav. Guy's like, what? I'm like, what do you mean? Why else are you buying a new dustpan before Sukkot? That's Gzeri Shavah, Tezvav. Tezvav, Tezvav is so strong, he thinks he has to clean his house like he does for Pesach. Okay. So Tosfos in Chagiga Taka writes, that for Pesach we had Tezvav, Tezvav. But what about for Rosh Hashanah? There's no Gzeri Shavah for Rosh Hashanah. So if you look over in the Sefer Yireim, number one, he writes, Simcha b'chag ha-matzis v'chosh Hashanah lo yksiv. Frek the Sefer Yireim, Mark Kasha. It doesn't say the word v'samachta anywhere by the Yom Tov of Pesach, and it doesn't say the word v'samachta anywhere by the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. So we know one. So how do you talk and know? Who says you have a chiv simcha on these Yom Tov? Says the Yireim, mehekish de Yireim. Thank you. There's a hekish when Rabbi Yoinim Sech HaShavuos. It says in the pasuk, "Eile tasu l'Hashem b'adeichem." This is what you should do for Hashem on your holidays. Om Reb Yoina hukshu kol ha'mayadei zeh l'zeh. There's a hekesh. There's an outstanding hekesh between all the Yom Tovim to each other. We compare Pesach to Shavuos and Shavuos to Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah has a shem mayid. So therefore, says the Yireim, since Rosh Hashanah has a shem mayid, we're makish them all to each other, and therefore we learn everything as a chiyuv simcha. Then he goes even a step further. He says, "Aye, v'yom Kippurim, meaning frak yakash l'maisa. If you have a hekesh, so we have a rule in hekesh l'metzah." You can't split the hekesh. So if the hekesh is going on all the mayadim, we know Yom Kippur is called the mayid. So maybe there should be a chi of simcha on Yom Kippur also. So says the Yireim, no, af bishu b'chal mayadim, ena b'chal simcha, doksiv be v'inisim es nafshe seichim. He says, no, there the Torah goes out of its way to tell me to have the opposite feeling. There the Torah says he's supposed to be uncomfortable on Yom Kippur. So that's a stira to simcha. So there's zok the Yireim, I can't say there's a chi of simcha on Yom Kippur because it's a stira. Yom Kippur is by definition described in the Chumash as inoy, as uncomfortable. But by Rosh Hashanah, I don't have any pre-existing notion in the Chumash of the structure of the day. So I use the Hekish, and therefore I come to the conclusion that on Yom Tov, on Rosh Hashanah, there also is a Chi of Simcha. Okay.
Rosh Chodesh is also a
Mayid. Yeah, Rosh Chodesh is a little bit trickier, right? The Rosh Chodesh is a Mayid on some level. The Gemara deals with that, the Gabi Halo, right? What exactly the level of the Mayid of Rosh Chodesh is. Now before we get into the
Simcha here is considered.
Let's just assume that for now. Let's assume it means Bas of Yayin, it means the meals and regular Yom Tov. Okay, we'll see that's going to change a couple times, just for argument's sake. Now, let's try to. So this is our Hakir of the day. Is there a Chi of Simcha in Rosh Hashanah? Not so we saw, it sounds like there is. Now there's a Tosfos in Ksubis, which we spoke about many times. The Tosfos in Ksubis, the Daf just did it, I don't know what the Daf is up to. Just,
no,
75. So Daf did it a while ago. There's a Gemara in Ksubis, the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that a father has the right to get his daughter's ma'isi yadayim? How do you know that if your daughter works, you get all her money? So the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you. What's the proof? Because I have the right to marry my daughter off. If I'm marrying her off, she's missing work. What gives me the right for her to miss work? Says the Gemara, because it's the raya that I'm the bailam on her mom. It is. So if I tell her not to work one day, she doesn't work. No big deal. It's all my money. So the Gemara has a kasha. Maybe not. Maybe you made the wedding on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you made the wedding on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What do you gain by making the wedding on Shabbos and Yom Tov? It's not work. Why not? That's Tosfos is kasha. So the Gemara says over there in Ksubis that maybe you made the chasen on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yeah, we did this a couple times as Tosfos. So the Gemara says you make the chasen on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore she's not missing work. So if she's not missing work, it's no riot. So frek Tosfos is kasha. The afagav damina b'mayit kotem misamacht b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha. Frek Tosfos is kasha. You can't make a wedding on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Or at least Yom Tov, you can't make a wedding. Why? It says in the pasuk, we're supposed to rejoice. And not in a wife. We don't make weddings on Chol HaMoed. Because of the din of we don't make simchas.
How can you make a wedding on Shabbos?
So that's only a rabbinic problem. The reason why we don't make a wedding on Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos, is only the Rabbanan. Well, kings, that's only the Rabbanan. Here we're talking about on a deraisa level. We're trying to prove on a deraisa level about the daughter's relationship to the father. So you can't tell me that the reason why we don't make a wedding on Shabbos is because of a din derabanan. We're talking in the deraisa world. The Tosis is kashi, but mid deraisa ein arvin simcha b'simcha. That's taka din deraisa. So frek Tosis, what was the Gemara suggesting that you made the chasen on Shabbos and Yom Tov? You can't make a wedding on Yom Tov. Why can't you make a wedding on Yom Tov? Because of ein arvin simcha b'simcha.
I know that there's an union of oinig on Shabbos versus simcha on Yom Tov, but does anybody say, from the mere fact that you learn out so many halachas of Yom Tov and Shabbos, maybe there should be an union of simcha on Shabbos also?
And therefore what?
And therefore I'm saying in general that there should also be an union of
the pashtus in the Paiskim and Rav Rishayim is there is no din simcha on Shabbos. There is a minority opinion maybe that there's a din simcha on Shabbos. The pashtus is not. So Frank Taisir is what happened to Eim Arvat Simcha B'Simcha? Says Taisir V'Durosh Gemurahi. It's a real thing. The Amma B'Chagiga. The Avim B'Dereisah. So says Taisvis, I have a simple solution. Says Taisvis, I have a very simple answer. You made the wedding an hour before Shkia. That's called Taisvis Yom Tov time. So it's not really Yom Tov, but it's Taisvis Yom Tov. You made early Yom Tov. You made early Yom Tov, and you made the wedding during that time.
Don't
what
you
do you?
Also?
Again, that's only midrabban. We're working in the derayta world. So says Taisvis, you made the wedding. But an hour before Yom Tov, you made Taisvis. Yom Tov, you made Yom Tov early. So what do you gain? Says Taisvis, Shuki Yom Tov l'inyam malacha that they serve as deraisa, ubetela ba'oisa shomer amalach. Says Taisvis, what did you gain like this? You gained that since that she made early Yom Tov, she's not allowed to go to work. So she's not allowed to go to work because you made early Yom Tov. Early Yom Tov equals it's malacha. But because it's not really Yom Tov on the calendar, there's no din Simchas Yom Tov. We split the two. We say there's a din called Issa Malacha without the din of Simchas Yom Tov.
That doesn't really help our...
It does.
We're talking about Yom Tov.
No, we're
making a second Yom Tov.
No, we're saying that when the Gemara says they made the wedding in Yom Tov, it doesn't mean on Yom Tov at 9 o'clock at Tzitzit Chavim. It means they made the Yom Tov, they ushered in the Yom Tov earlier, made Tosfos Yom Tov. So now that they made Yom Tov an hour before Shkia, so now she can't go to work because of the Issa Malacha. But there's no din Simcha yet until it actually hits Tzitzit Chavim.
Why is there no din Simcha? Could you make Kiddush before Tzitzit?
Oh, so this is what we spoke about. This is a steer with the Tosfos Simcha in the beginning of Avi Psach, and we spoke about this many different settings before Shavuot. Right. We talked about this. We talked about this many times. But what does Taisa say?
So when you make
Tosafos Yom Tov, it's only the Alos Aseis? That's right. That's what this Taisa holds. This Taisa holds that when you make Tosafos Yom Tov, you don't change the calendar. You don't make it Yom Tov. You can ask a malacha on yourself. So it's a steerer to the first Taisus and second Taisus and Avi Psachim, where Taisa seems to say not like that. Taisa seems to say when you make early Yom Tov, you usher in it for all the regards. And there Taisus says the same thing as Shabbos, right? Taisus writes it's the same thing for Shabbos. So we've dealt with this before Shavuos time for sure. We had a share on this topic, whether or not Shavuos fits somewhere in between these two Yom Tov. So what do I want from this Taisus? So Taisus says that you made it an hour before Yom Tov. So Frek the Arsameach says we made a simcha umehosh hikshuva Taisus ksubas. Number three, Taf Memzayin, the umasa Shabbos Yom Tovim, yesh lohayuk tzaz dilma ayri b'Rosh Hashanah. Frek the Arsameach have a very simple solution with Taisus. They'll make the chasen on Rosh Hashanah. There's no din simcha in Rosh Hashanah. And there's no din of Eim Arvat simcha, but simcha, there's no din simcha in the first place. So why couldn't Taisus just get out of this whole problem and say, there's no din simcha in Rosh Hashanah?
And the fact that you can't complete the marriage, that's only the din of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, not Rosh Hashanah?
Why can't you complete the marriage?
You could be with your wife on Rosh Hashanah.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, it's only chonra because of Kerry. About the tefillah were together.
Get it?
Yeah, there's no Esther there, right? Uh-huh. It's a minute. Yeah, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like he says that if a person's a Baal Taiva, so you should live with his wife Rosh Hashanah night. Yeah. Just go to the mikvah for the next morning. It's not also, it's a minute. So Zok to Arsemech, what do you see from this Taisvis? Why didn't Taisvis come up with a very simple solution? The Gemara Yom Tov was talking about Rosh Hashanah. It must be, says Rimei Simcha, not true. The Yom Tov also, that Rosh Hashanah also carries Achi of Simcha. So Lachay, we have a right, at least from a Taisvis in Ksubis, a Taisvis does not assume like this idea, and Taisus assumes that Rosh Hashanah has the same simcha as any other Yom Tov, and we would say Eim Arvat Simcha B'Simcha, and therefore you can't make a chasen on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's the easy angle. Now we'll deal with a tour. Number four, Zok the tour. Ve'ein oimrim v'titin lanu Hashem elokeinu ba'ava moedim simcha chagim zman l'sasein loy b'Rosh Hashanah v'loy b'Yom Kippur. The Torah is addressing over here the text of the davening that we have on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the Torah quotes over here that on Rosh Hashanah we don't have the text that we would for a typical Yom Tov davening. We don't say the words Ma'idim L'Simcha Chagim Zmanim L'Sasin on Rosh Hashanah nor on Yom Kippur. Doesn't say why. Just tells you a fact. The fact is that on Rosh Hashanah we don't say the words Ma'idim L'Simcha Chagim Zmanim. Now, if you think about it, you say to yourself, why wouldn't you? The reason why you wouldn't is because it's not true. there is no chiyuv of simcha on this Yom Tov, so that's why you wouldn't reflect it in the Kiddush or in the davening. Avol Rav Sar Shalim Kosev Oymim b'shtei yeshivas, in the two yeshivas, meaning in the Goinim era, they would say Baruch Shalim Yom Kippur, bein b'tfila, bein b'kedusha, they would say Mayadim l'simcha chagim azman l'sos and etzvim azikarin azeh. They would say it. So we have a machlokes dating back to the times of the Goinim, to what was the text of Kiddush and the Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. Did we add the words Ma'idim L'Simcha Chag Mizman L'Sasan like we do in a regular Yom Tov, or not? Two opinions. Now the Torah explains, why would you put it into the davening? Shavik Siv, it says in the Chumash, Eilem Ma'idei Hashem. When the Torah gives you a list of the Yom Tovim, it says over there, Eilem Ma'idei Hashem, Bereshin Yonah, B'Soifin Yonah, and obviously what's in there? Rosh Hashanah is one of the Ma'idei Hashem. They're all called Yom Tovim, and therefore, if they're all called Yom Tovim, they should fit the description of Ma'idam L'Simcha Chagim Zman L'Sos.
Why is Pesach?
He says there. I will call Yonah Apesach Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. The first word on the line. Apesach. Yeah.
You wouldn't have a concept like Lo Hayu Yom Tovim Yisrael to Yom Kippur and Tubav, that the Simcha isn't demonstrated by the meat and the wine.
Oh, good. Come back. We're going to come back to that today a lot. How do we express Simcha might depend on the Yom Tov itself. Okay, we're going to come back to that hopefully later today. Says the Torah, so we have a machoikis on our hands. Do we or don't we say Moyadim L'Simcha Chag Yizman L'Sosan on Rosh Hashanah?
Right.
Concludes the Torah. The Kasa Rav Hai, quotes from Rav Hai Goin, She'ein Minog Loima Moyadim L'Simcha Chag Yizman L'Sosan. We do not say Moyadim L'Simcha Chag Yizman L'Sosan. Ella She'ein Azikaran Azeb. We just mentioned that it's a day of remembering. Zichroin Trua. It's a day where we remember the Trua. V'chein Pashat HaMinog.
There would also be a difference that it would be telling one of your older Regal
We'll come back to that a little bit. So again, I forgot to make, that's a good point. There's definitely Rosh Hashanah, there was no Aliyas L'Regel. On Rosh Hashanah, there was no Karbonos, there was the Karbon Musa, but there was no special Yom Tov Karbon. I remember.
But that doesn't mean that.
Right. The question is, does that affect Simcha?
Right.
Nothing in Rosh Hashanah. I met a guy many years ago. He's a real Rav Nachman guy. So he told me he goes to Uman every single year. Okay, this year I don't suggest going to Uman, but okay.
I know.
So he told me he goes every year. So we asked him, what about the family? I said, you don't take the mishpacha. This guy actually had like 10, 12 kids. He said, no, it's like Oyle Regu. We don't take the family. I said, Tzadik, there's no Oyle Regu on Rosh Hashanah. And even Oyle Regu, who said he didn't take the family on Oyle Regu either? Right?
Is there also Oyle Regu Uman?
Yeah, the whole thing is funny.
Turkey family.
Right. So the whole thing is very, very shvur. In any case, Rosh Hashanah, there is no oil regal. That's the kuli alma moide. There is no oil regal on Rosh Hashanah, and there's no carbon chagiga. There's no carbon shlomim. All those commandments are not there in Rosh Hashanah. Again, does that affect Simcha? Yeah, you could debate. We'll have to come back to that. So we have on our hands a machloikis goinim and a machloikis rishonim, and what the text of our Shemoneh Esrei and Kiddush is supposed to be. What would you think on the basic, simplest level that machloikis rishonim is taliyin? Do you say ma'idam simcha? You don't say ma'idam simcha should be taliyin. Whether there's a chiyuv simcha or not. If there's a chiyuv simcha, it should be reflected in the Shemoneh Esrei and in the Kiddush. If there's no chiyuv simcha, obviously it should be omitted from the text. That should be the easy way to explain it. If you look in Shulchan Aruch number 5, writes the Mechaber, we don't say Ma'idim L'Simcha Chagim Zman L'Sasson. We don't say V'aseinu B'tfilas Mosav Einu Oimer V'einan Yuchay Ma'alois V'leiris L'Fanecho. We don't say, oh, we wish we could be Oyle Regel, because even if there was a Beis HaMikdash, we still wouldn't be Oyle Regel. We can't do what we need to do in front of Hashem. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is very clearly Tov Kol Pei Beis. Our custom is not to say Moyadim B'Simcha. So one second, if that's true, we don't say Moyadim B'Simcha in the Shemoneh Esrei and in the Kiddush. That means we hold there's no Chiyuv Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that should be the concluding feeling. What's the obvious problem?
If you hold that it's totally
whether. Exactly. If everything is right, and there's the big if. So it should come out that we, the Mechaber, hold that there is no Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Problem is, take a look at number 6. Writes the Mechaber, no, Simin Tov Kuv Tzadi Zayin, Oichlin V'Shoyisinu Smeichim. We eat, we drink, and we rejoice. Ve'ei Misanam B'Rosh Hashanah, we're not allowed to fast in Rosh Hashanah, V'lei B'Shav Shuvah, Nana Shav Shuvah. Omnam, however, nonetheless, Lo Yorchul Kol Savom, don't eat so much. The man lo yakilu roisham, and so you shouldn't have lightheadedness. V'tiye Yiras Hashem Alpanim. You should all have the fear of Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. So it's not a chiyuv, it is. So why is the Shulchan Aruch writing it? So why is the Shulchan Aruch?
The answer is
to fit. Sounds like you're supposed to do it.
Maybe it's also a difference of what the
opinion
of the simcha is.
Right, I was just
by the
Shlosh
Regalim, it's all a simcha for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us.
Okay.
Right?
Commemorating.
Mitzrayim, Matan Torah.
Good.
But the simcha for Rosh Hashanah is what he's going to do for us. Right? We're thanking, we're having simcha that we're going to get a kapara, we're going to get...
Okay, good. You mechavet to the goyim.
Forgive us, right?
Okay, you mechavet to the Vilna goyim already. Well, let's see how this is going to play out.
So basically, we're saying based on this that the definition of simcha is eating the eichlin b'shoisin.
Right. That would be the baseline obligation to fulfill simcha would be eichlin b'shoisin, and not fasting. So therefore, what do we have on our hands over here? We have a steer in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in one place writes, we don't say ma'idim simcha, which leads us to believe there is no chiyuv simcha in Rosh Hashanah. Then the Shulchan Aruch, and then a bunch of simanim later, right? Eichlin b'shoisin v'smeichim. So which one is it? Is there a chiyuv simcha? So if there's a chiyuv simcha, why is it not reflected in Hashmoneh Esrei, right? And if there is no chiyuv simcha, so what does he mean when he says eichlin b'shoisin v'smeichim? So I'd rather have my own teretz, which I think it might be very simple, is that maybe avad is supposed to have simcha in Rosh Hashanah, but it's still not the focus of the day. Meaning Pesach and Sukkot, which was that's the focus of the day, and that's what you put in the davening. You put in the davening what the focus of the day is, or what the machus of the day is, or what the ikker of the day is, whatever word you want to use. Even if there might be a chiyuv simcha Rosh Hashanah, which we're not denying, it's still not what the day is supposed to look like. I mean, the whole day is not a day of simcha. So in order to say it in the davening and to say it in the kiddush, maybe it has to be when it's like the main focus of the day. It's the side part of Adi, you have to do it, but it's not the main focus of the day. That would answer the steer, I think, very, very easily. But let's deal with this first. Now, also, what's interesting, the Mechaber writes over here that you're not supposed to fill up and you're supposed to be you shouldn't be kalos roish. The Mechaber does not write that by Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Right? So that's already a question, because what you told me, that the Chiv Simcha is because it's called a Ma'id, we compare all the Yom Tovim to each other. And here we say, well, not so fast. So it's like a little bit, it's like an in between. It proves my point, right? Or it leads us to believe there might be something else here that creates the Chiv Simcha, which is where everyone's already thinking. So let's take a look in the Vilna Goyim. Number seven, left corner, says the Vilna Goyim. The Vilna Goyim wants to know who told the Mechaber that we don't say Ma'id Simcha. Who told the Mechaber that? How does he know that? So we know because of Machoikis in the Torah. Okay? But who told the Mechaber which way to pick? Says the Vilna Goyim, Rosh Sham, it's a Rosh. Keep this in mind because we'll be relevant in a few minutes, that the Rosh was of the opinion that we don't say Ma'id Simcha. That's the sheet of the Rosh, and that's where the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Says the Vilna Goyim, Avab Yushalmi Perak HaRoye, Ubi Gemara Sham Lamed Beis, Ukamaisha Amru Efshur Melech Yoshef. I love the shorthandedness of the Vilna Goyim.
That's why you don't say how.
Right. Says the Vilna Goyim, you know why you don't say Ma'idim Simcha in Rosh Hashanah? Because of the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah about Halal. What's that Gemara? So this we definitely spoke at length about a few years ago. Let's see the famous Gemara. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah number 8. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says that during the time of Halal, we blow the shofar. So the Gemara makes a diak, Mechlal, the Rosh Hashanah, like a Halal. It says during the time of Halal, not during the actual recitation of the Halal. So we see that there's no Halal on Rosh Hashanah. In fact, the Gemara might time it. Why is there no Halal on Rosh Hashanah? So right away you have to ask yourself, well, why should there be Halal on Rosh Hashanah? So what's the reason to say Halal? Because it's a Yom Tov. It's a Shem Mayid. So the Gemara is assuming that it has a Shem Mayid. Either like the Gemara, like the Irene pointed out, we have a Hekish, or because it says Mechumish, Mikrei Kodesh, but the Gemara is assuming for a Dava Pashit that Rosh Hashanah has a Shem Yom Tov. And this is something we spoke about many, many different shurim of what creates the Chiyuv Halal Yom Tov. Is it the Simcha, or is it the Shem Mayid? We spoke about this by Chanukah, we spoke about this by Purim, we speak about it a lot. You have to always ask yourself, what creates the Chiyuv Halal? Is the Chiyuv Halal because Yom Tovim create the Chiyuv Halal, or the Chiyuv Halal stems from the Simcha that's supposed to be going on? So here the Gemara takes for a given that there's supposed to be Halal on Rosh Hashanah. Why? We don't know. It could either be because of the Shem Yom Tov, or it could be because the Gemara assumes that there's a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah also. What does the Gemara answer? Amr Rebbe, Vo, Amr, Amru Malachi Asheros Efnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachi Asheros say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'nei Shleilam, B'nei Ma'in Yisrael Lo'imim Shiru Lefanecha, B'Rashonim Yikvirim, why are you Jewish people not saying Shira? Amr Lehem, Hashem answers the man back, Efshar Melech Yoshev HaKisei Din, V'Sifei Chaim, V'Sifei Meisim Suchim Lefanecha, V'Yisrael Lo'imim Shira, famous Gemara, everyone knows, so many speeches are based on this Gemara, the Gemara says, doesn't make sense. It's not possible to say halal when the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Suchim Lefanecha. So everyone talks about, I get the Sifrei Meisim, what's the Sifrei Chaim? Sefer Pesach, I understand, Sefer Mason, you know, the people who get into that book, we know what happens to them. But Sefer Chaim is not a bad book to be in, that should rejoice you. Okay. I'm sure. What?
Well, type of Chaim you're going to get? Oh, you don't know what
right, 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 right. Yeah, we don't want to make people feel bad.
No, no, the answer is what type of Chaim? What type of Chaim is it going to be? A person could be alive, but what type of Chaim is he going to live? You know, there's a lot of tzaras in the world. Okay. Shayan Rey Yashabas Shuvaj Rosh. Okay.
It's also including Yom Kippur, though.
It does include Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur,
as well.
Day of Simcha or not?
So that's so the Urayim.
That
right. So the Urayim says that it can't be Simcha because it says Nochamish V'Nisim.
It was the last Mishnah Tainis.
Right. So the last Mishnah Tainis is not necessarily talking. I understand. The question is that the Torah description of the Yom Tov or not?
Well, it's Lifnei Hashem.
Yeah. I agree. I'm not saying it wasn't the happy outcome of the day.
The Gemara explains it.
The Gemara says that. Yisrael. So one second. So what do we see from this Gemara? We see from this Gemara that you don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah because Sifrei Meisim Sifrei Chaim Suchel Lefanech. So what's the obvious kasha on the Vilna Goyim? What does that have to do with saying Ma'idah Mesimcha? What's one to do with the other? This Gemara was addressing a question whether or not you say Hallel, you don't say Hallel. You bring me a Gemara that answers up why you don't say Ma'idah Mesimcha. Our question wasn't Hallel. The Mechaber was talking about why we don't say Ma'idah Mesimcha. So what did you prove to me? A Gemara about Hallel. Well, what's the move?
Yeah,
so l'chay, what are you going to have to say? That the pshat in the Gemara is that a halal is because of the simcha. The chi of a halal is because of the simcha. And the halal is an expression of simcha. And the Gemara's answer is no. No simcha, no shoshanah. No halal, no simcha. Therefore, no mayad, no simcha either. It all connects to each other. That's the Gemara. So that's the question.
There are other reasons why you don't say halal.
Yeah, what else?
I mean, you have all the reasons why you don't say it on Purim. And then you have...
Well, one second. Yes and no.
I'm just saying that not that it's the same reason,
right.
But there are other reasons why we don't say halal.
Sure, but this is the reason the Gemara gives, right? This is the Gemara asks.
Right.
So you want so when the Gemara says you can't say halal because Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Suchel Lefanecha. So most of us assume what does that mean in English? It's not a joyous time. It's not a Yom Tov of Simcha. If it's not Simcha, there's no halal. If there's not Simcha, then there's no Ma'edim of Simcha. That makes somewhat logical sense. There's only one problem. What did the Goyim do? The Goyim had to learn the Gemara also. They learned, they said there is Ma'idim Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. Which means they hold there is a Chiv Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. So how do they read this Gemara and Rosh Hashanah? They had to read the Gemara. So how do they read the Gemara and the Gemara says you can't say Halakos Sefer Chaim Sefer Meisim? What does that mean?
It's only the Shas Din, not in the afternoon. Maybe who knows when the Shas Din is.
Right, so we know the Shas Din is Taka in the morning, which is sometimes an interesting thing. So you can really argue, maybe at night you should have a Chiv Simcha, which maybe we'll talk more about. It's kedai to think about.
No, but even regular yontif, there's no chiv simcha first night.
That's a machlokes. That's also a big shaila, right? There's a big shaila. Right, you have an easy. Granted, can go back to our Tosfos and Subas and say pashut that if you hold that there's no chiv simcha yontif belaila, then Tosfos could have answered simple. You made the chasana belaila, and there's no chiv simcha then. So chayv akher. I think this Tosfos and Subas is a raya against that shari chuvish agasaya that holds no chiv that there is no chiv simcha belaila at least mid
the raisa. Was there any way they could have made the case to go to that there's no yontif? It's yom hadin.
Again, the Goyim say you write the word, you say the words. Ma'adim l'simcha, chagim is man l'sil sign on Rosh Hashanah.
So they're within that. Already.
So they seem there, right? They're ready. So and yet the Gemara says no, but no halal because Sifrei Chaim is Sifrei Meisim Such. So
no
halal. Oh. So how else do you learn the Gemara?
You could say that's an offset. That there's because of this situation, they're taking away the halal component, but it's not taking away
the place of the Tov.
Right. Good. Very good. You may have to the Aruch Lener. Number 11, the Aruch Lener makes that exact sushta. Good. Okay, we'll come back to that in a second. Let's just work this out because we got a lot of moving parts over here. Nachama, we have the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us why there's no halal. The Vilna Goin tells us that this Gemara is the answer to the Shulchan Aruch. This Gemara is the reason we don't say Mayadim B'Simchan Rosh Hashanah is because we don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah. And we're bothered with the question, are those two Tolos Zebezeh? So the truth is the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah is very clear. Take a look in the Rambam number 9. Zok the Rambam. Avol Rosh Hashanah v'yema Kippurim ein bohem Halal. Zok the Rambam, there's no Halal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why? Lefi Shehen Yimei Tshuva v'yira v'fachad. Because their day of tshuva, fear, and nervousness. Lo Yimei Simcha Yisera. Now, any good Bamadaktik on this Rambam has to understand this word over here. The Rambam doesn't just say Lo Yimei Simcha, period. Lo Yimei Simcha Yisera. They're not days of significant, additional levels of Simcha. So what do you see from the Rambam? That the Rambam understood the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that the reason why we don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah is because of Simcha. Fine.
So, because of simple Yisera, he's threading the needle.
Ah, so why does the Rambam have to add that word Yisera?
Because
look at the next Rambam, number 10. Zog the Rambam, Shiva Simeya Pesach, the 7 days of Pesach, Ushmani Simeya Chag, and the 8 days of Sukkis, Imshar Yomim Toivim, with other holidays, Kula Masurim Behesped the Tainis. They're all prohibited to have eulogies and fast days. V'chayiv adam liyos ben sameach, a person has to be happy. V'toiv leiv, in his heart. Hu ubanov v'ishtoi him, his children and his wife, ubnei banov, grandchildren, v'cholam nilvim, olov, and anyone that's connected to him, shenema v'samachta b'chagech.
It fits with the
Shulchan Aruch. Oh, one second.
Don't drink and eat too much.
Good.
Let's go back.
What do I want with this Rambam? The Rambam says that 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot, with other holidays, there's an issue has to be the time saying you have to rejoice. What other holidays is he talking about?
Maybe Rosh Chodesh.
Sounds like he's talking about, again, if I had to make a diag, which way would I go? Shavuos is one. What's the other holidays?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah. So the Achronim, this is a diag that many Achronim make.
We
can't say Joshua because it says Yomim Toivim. That's plural. It means it's more than one holiday. Watch out. So this diag is made by...
Gemara never leaves out one thing from a list. If you can do a list...
So what does it mean? So what does the Rama mean when he says Yomim Toivim? So Zog, this diag is made by Rebbe Tzel Zolti. This diag is made by Shnei Kotler. That what? That we see from the Rama held as a chiv Simcha Rosh Hashanah. Oh, one sec.
Why not Rosh Chodesh?
It's hard to imagine he's going to put them in the same boat as Shiva Simei Pesach, Hushmei Simei Chag. You don't have the same level of Simcha on those days.
That's assuming you're going to go to Rosh Hashanah and say, oh, fine.
Because at least Rosh Hashanah, it's more logical. If I had to guess between Rosh
Chodesh... have reasons not to?
Rosh Chodesh is hard to imagine.
There's no reason not to have Simcha for Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, but there's no reason to say, but it's very hard to justify the same level Simcha on Rosh Chodesh as you do for the other Mayadim. It's still not a Moed, it's not a Simalacha. It'll be a stretch. So Zokti Achroidim, what do we see from this Rambam? The Rambam holds there is a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So one second, now we're all confused. If the Rambam holds there's a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, how can that be the reason why you don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? So what's the easy answer? Simcha Yisera. Zok Tov Chaim Salavetchik, the answer is Simcha Yisera. Avada the Rambam holds there's a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So why can't I say Hallel? Because for Hallel I need Simcha Yisera. An additional level of Simcha, which you don't have by Rosh Hashanah.
But sure as you do.
But sure as you do. Yeah, why not?
But he's comparing Yom Tovim.
So what you're going to have to say in the Rambam is, he means for the baseline Chi of Simcha, that they're all the same. But for additional level to be able to say Simcha, to say Hallel, that you need an extra Madrega of Simcha Yisei.
So going back to the Gaonim and the Gemara?
One second, we'll get to that in a second.
And going back to what we were saying before about, let's say, like Rosh Chodesh, in other words, there's no Simcha Yisera by there.
There's nothing, I'm saying. It's not so close to Zechiv Simcha B'chol on Rosh Chodesh.
Yes, so why do you say on Halal on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah?
So Tak, it's only a minute, Halal on Rosh Chodesh.
And on Chanukah?
On Chanukah, it's because of the Yom Tov of Chanukah, because of the miracle.
So it's not because of Simcha Yisera.
No, it's not because. It might be because either the Shem Yom Tov or because of the Nes.
Right.
So one second, we gotta figure out what's going on over here. So Im Kain, if we accept the double diuk with two diukim over here, one diuk is that Yom Tovim includes Rosh Hashanah, the other diuk is the word Simcha Yisera. Where does that leave us now? It leaves us that the Rambam sheet is very clear. The Rambam holds Avad is a chiyuv Simcha Rosh Hashanah, but there isn't a chiyuv Simcha Yisera. Therefore, you can't say Hallel, but you still have the din of Oichlim Mishais. Im Kain, the Goyim are very geshmak now. The Goyim agree we say the words Ma'idim Simcha because Avad is a chiyuv Simcha Rosh Hashanah. I said, why don't you say Hallel? Because in order to say Hallel, you need Simcha Yisera. You need an additional level of Simcha, which you don't have in Rosh Hashanah. So it's very gishmak.
So not just Moed or Simcha.
Right.
Simcha Yisera.
You need this Chiddush from the Rambam, that you need Simcha Yisera. Who told the Rambam that? You have to know. But that, if you accept the Chiddush of the Rambam, everything is very gishmak.
I understand. Sukkot, you have Simcha Yisera, you have Simcha.
No, according to the Rambam, every other Yom Tov, you have Simcha Yisera. It's an additional level of joy.
Over
what you have on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, you don't have the same joy. You have whatever, again, I don't know what number, we'll get to at the end of this year how to measure all this, like what does this mean in English, but we can understand that the joy level of Rosh Hashanah is one level, and the other you would go, and it's a higher level, it's a more significant level. Now, we still have a problem on our hands. Shulchan Aruch is still Shver. Why? Shulchan Aruch says, we don't say Ma'idim B'Simcha, and the Shulchan Aruch still says, Wa'ichl B'Shoisim, and the Shulchan Aruch still says, we don't say Hallel. Now, how else can you explain why you wouldn't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah besides for saying Simcha? So there's an Aruch Lener, a beautiful Aruch Lener over here. The Aruch Lener writes, yeah?
even though there could be a positive reason, but there's a negative reason. Well, there's an aimer in the ear that it's not appropriate to say
halakha. We said that.
So again, Marshach, is there a chiyuv simcha? There's not a chiyuv simcha.
There may be, I'm saying, but even though there is, it could be overridden by the fact that there's also an aura in the day that prevents you from saying, from otherwise expressing the simcha that you would normally express with Hallel, but you can't express it today.
So that's what we're going to come back to at the end of the show. We're going to learn that the way we express simcha and Rosh Hashanah is different than the other mayadim. It's a question of expression of simcha, not having simcha. So let's see. So if you take a look in the Aruch Laner, has a very nice pshat over here. He writes like this. Malachi Asheris loy meshira. Oh my Kodesh Baruch Hu, ma'asi yodet tov b'yam v'at mevach shloy meshira. Harei Malachi Asheris loy intivishos loy meshira. Oz af Yisrael omru shira. Ulechen yishloy mezak te arachan are beautiful. You ever read this Gemara, you wonder, why the Malachi Asheris asking Hashem why there's no halal? Because Malachi Asheris is business, what we do. Let's come to that. The Gemara says, the Malachi Asheris come to Kodesh Baruch Hu, they say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, why aren't your people singing shira? Why is it that business? Says the Aruch Laner, beautiful. Ulchei nearly the Malachi Asheris yoyde me'oz she'omar l'makadosh baruch hu k'shemevi perni yoyz ein ro loy mashira. The Malachi Asheris are familiar with the rules of Halah. They already know that you're not allowed to say Shira because they tried saying Shira at Kriyas Yamsov and they were told, no, you can't. Shal kochach Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur m'sher v'shoyim nidonam l'misa gam kin ein ro loy mashira behem. So they figure to themselves, oh, we understand why you can't say Halal Rosh Hashanah, because people are going to be decreed to die. The question was, why don't the Jewish people say Shira? Why? Because the Jewish people are supposed to come into Rosh Hashanah with a certain level of confidence that we're going to make it out on the good side. We're going to survive this year. No. The Gemara says that on Pesach, the Malachim were told for Hashem, you can't say Shira when people are dying.
Why did the Malachim ask the white men Israel? We
understand
why we...
Right, so the Malachim come on Rosh Hashanah, they say to themselves, why can't the Jewish people say Shira? The Malachim can't say Shira maybe because people are dying. But the Jewish people are confident that they're all going to make it through the year. So they should be able to say hello. That's the Aruch Laner Shtickel Torah. So he says, that's why we'll quote the famous Yusham, we'll come back to it later, that we dress up for Rosh Hashanah, because we're Batuah.
Feel confident?
Oh, yeah. Hashem what answers him. So Zokter Aruch Laner, Hashem answers, now's not the time. Yeah, confidence is nice, fantastic, but you know, at the end of the day, people are going to be inscribed to die. Now's not the time to sing Shir. So what do we see from this Aruch Laner? A new reason why you don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah. Not because it's not Simcha. Because it's not appropriate at a time when people are being inscribed to Misa for you to get up dancing and singing. There's a time and place for everything. And this is not the time for it. Not because it's not a Chiyuv Simcha. Maybe Avada is a Chiyuv Simcha. But Halal is something that you say when it's a time of a joy for everyone.
So
and now's not the time.
Like what Jay said before, like the last days of Pesach.
Right. This is exactly what Aruch Laner Tzushtel. These Tzushtel,
the last days of Pesach.
Right, so that Chatzi Halal is for a different reason, maybe. That's why we say Chatzi Halal B'chal and Shri Shal Pesach. That we'll have to get to one day. Why we say Shri Shal Pesach Chatzi Halal and Chol Hamoed, we say Chatzi Halal. Stevie and Beis Yosef, okay.
No, but that, we said, because you're talking about why we say Chatzi Halal is only on Pesach, because you can't make the last day
no Chashmah. That's good for Chol Hamoed. Okay, again, one day maybe we should talk about it. So again, what do I want from all this? What I want from all this is, it comes to Chatzi like this. There might be two reasons why you don't say Halal on Pesach. On Rosh Hashanah. One reason could be because it's not a Chiyuv Simcha, and one reason could be because it's just not the right time and place. So then we're back to square one. So what told the Vilna Gaon that Halal is an indicator for Mayidim B'Simcha? Mayidim B'Simcha tells me it's not a Chiyuv Simcha. Not saying Halal doesn't have to be because of the Chiyuv Simcha. It could be just because it's not the time and place when people are going to be... And there still might be a Chiyuv Simcha, and it doesn't impact whether or not you say Mayidim B'Simcha.
What's the Gaon saying, Melch Yosheh? He's saying...
He's quoting the Gemara Rosh Hashanah.
But his thrust of why he's doing that is because it's not appropriate, not as opposed to being an element of Simcha.
We don't know. He just quotes the Gemara. There's two ways to learn the Gemara. The Rambam learned the Gemara that the reason why we don't say it has something to do with Simcha.
That's fair, no?
Why?
Isn't it more that it's not appropriate? Elf Yosheh, and you're going
to... Okay. So back, good.
So you're agreeing to
so then, so then it's more, I mean, you make my kasha stronger.
Yeah.
So the Gra's...
No, the
Aruch
Laner maybe explains the
Rambam. How
does
the Rambam learn the Gemara
that? The Rambam learns the Gemara that... Right, that when the Gemara says Sifach Haim, Sifach Meitzim is a way of saying to you, and therefore you shouldn't be rejoicing now. Or today at all. Or you learn like Reb Chaim, that it's just Simcha Yisrael you can't have, but regular Simcha you can have.
No, maybe the Aruch Laner explains the Gra that nobody knows for sure. So it would be inappropriate saying, well, it's simple, because some people are not going to have them.
So okay. Is it a reflection of the general chi of simcha or not?
No, not. Like
so they were still shver what the Vilna Gaon wanted in the Mechaber. Right? The Vilna Gaon used this rosh, this Gemara, to be the right. source of why we don't say Ma'idim Simcha. Well, what's the right?
You could say that you could be simple because you have the optimism, but how could Melech Yosheh, so how could
good.
Possibly...
So you guys are all getting to the end of the share, and you're all getting to the end that there's a question of feeling Simcha and expressing Simcha. Hallel is an expression of Simcha. It's a pu'ula Simcha. Okay, we'll get to that.
Isn't there also a difference on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos? The Simcha is for the Kehillah, for Am Yisrael, right? It's what happened to the Bnei Yisrael collectively. We all got Matan Torah,
yes.
We all got Yitzhak Mitzrayim, we all had the...
Correct, correct.
But by Rosh Hashanah, it's an individual Simcha, right? Because each person... Yes, I'm judged collectively also, but each individual person is davening for himself.
Well, you see, what exactly is the Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? What are we being happy for?
But whatever it is...
Oh, yeah, I think that's important.
To the extent it's the Simcha that I've been given the opportunity to fix the past year and to get... Kapara and Mechila from Akash Baruch Hu and have a good life
right,
in the future. But that's an individual thing, right? It's every person is asking for themselves. Every person is saying, you know, Mechila for what they did, right?
I'm okay with that. But again, that shouldn't impact whether or not there is or is not a Chiyuv Simcha.
Well, it changes the kind of Simcha it is.
Why?
Because... If the whole klala has a din of simcha, that's a
problem. I would say it's a general simcha for all of us that hope to be here next year. Again, we're not there yet.
No,
we didn't get. You see, you're bringing up a good point, which we have to fine tune a little better. What is the reason to be happy in Rosh Hashanah? So you'll tell me because Yom Tov. A real litvisha answer. It's Yom Tov.
If you look at
the Yom Tov celebrating. Yom Tov celebrating
good.
Is celebrating a potential.
Good.
Right? What we hope will happen.
Good. Okay. So that's what we're going
to
see from the Vilna Gaon. We'll come back to in a second.
But you still have. Look at the sign of Torah.
I said earlier before you.
Yes, yes.
You still have that.
Yes.
You may have the Simcha.
And therefore, where does that leave us, practically?
Practically, that the Simcha is not exactly the same level of Simcha.
Like the Rambam says, not Simcha Yisei. Good. So where does that leave us in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch writes, we don't say Ma'idim Simcha. So you'll tell me because it's not a Chiyuv Simcha. Yet the Shulchan Aruch says,
"Oichlu
m'shaisim
gusmei." No, maybe there's no Simcha Yisei. Too much.
So okay, so you could learn in the Mechaber, and the Mechaber means like the Rambam.
Right. There's no Simcha Yisei.
Exactly
no, but that's a little hard because right. he's talking about the Nusach of Ma'idim b'Simcha. He's not talking about Halal.
No, but
you need Simcha
Yisei
to say Ma'idim b'Simcha.
No, yeah, the only time you say Ma'idim b'Simcha, Chagim is when there's Simcha Yisei. But here there's no Simcha Yisei.
Why?
When it's cooler Simcha, then
you need Simcha Yisei to say the words Ma'idim b'Simcha.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you want me totally immersed in Simcha.
No, you're saying what you have to do today. Today I have to have Simcha. So I describe.
Sorry,
that's what we said earlier. We suggested that earlier. I don't think it has to be that way.
That's the main thing.
Right, okay. Yeah, I'm willing to acknowledge it, but I don't think it has to be that way.
But there's always a concept of Yiddus Hashem Simcha, so there always has to be a little bit.
Right, so there's something. No, the Yom Tov carries a special Chi of Simcha. The question is, does Rosh Hashanah carry it also? Okay, so let's just get to... Yeah.
Everything has to have a little bit of Simcha.
We're not talking about last week's parasha, Tachas HaShalei Vadata. But the question is, the Chi of Simcha from Yom Tov, that Yom Tov carries, does it apply to Rosh Hashanah or not? Now, I just want one last shtickle over here before we answer everything up. Maybe it's later. If it's Saul Zolti, there's a very nice piece over here, number 12. There's a big machloikish b'shoinim. Maybe one day we'll deal with this a lot better. There's a famous Gemara M'sachim. The Gemara says, Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar. Everyone misreads that Gemara. They misquote that Gemara. The Beis Yosef already points this out. The Gemara says, "Ain simcha el b'basar." Bisman she'ain beis hamikdash ayikayim. Bisman she'ain beis hamikdash kayim, ain simcha el b'yayin. That's what the Gemara seems to read. That's the way the Beis Yosef understood the Gemara. So there's machloikish b'shoinim. Bisman hazeh, where there's definitely no simcha b'basar, at least on a simple level. Is there any way to be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of v'samachta b'chagecha? So Taisus in Moed Katan has a shita that bisman hazeh there is no way to be mekayim v'samachta b'chagecha mideraisa. No matter what you eat, no matter what you drink, you're still only getting it rabbinic level. Why? Because midiraisa, the real v'samachta, is with basar shlamim. And I don't think anyone here has basar shlamim. So you can't be mekayim v'samachta on a deraisa level.
And why not on the yayin again?
Because the yayin is also not the real. The Gemara says that today we're stuck, so we use yayin. But that's not the deraisa fulfillment of v'samachta. No, the yayin is because the pasuk says v'yayin yisamach
l'vavim.
That's Tosfos Hashita. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam seems to hold that on every Yom Tov you can be mekayim with basar and yayin. That's the fulfillment of the mitzvah deraisa of v'samach. That's machlokes b'shein. So says Rabbi Tzal Zolti very geshmak. He says that's going to explain why the Ashkenazi community doesn't say ma'ayad b'simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Huh? Mm-hmm. So look at this piece. It's Gevaldik, number 12. The Rosh brings down in Rosh Hashanah, the Ashkenaz ubit Tzarfas. Germany and France, Noigim, the minig was Shloim of a Hasiena by Rosh Hashanah, the Ein minig loim about Betfilo be Kiddush, Ma'idem a Simcha Chagim is Manu l'Sasin. Like we saw in Shulchan Aruch, like we saw, we don't say Sasin. So says Rabbi Tzal Zolti, Venira, the Bekoimis Elu, Halohim Asra Shabali Atoisvis. Right, these communities, they were affected by the Bali Atoisvis. Vareshitis Atoisvis, Yishagam Bisholosh Regolim, Iker Mitzvah Simcha Mikra, Vesamach Bechagecha, Hu Rak Bishalmi Simcha. Even on the real Regolim. The real mitzvah is the carbon shlam. The im came by Rosh Hashanah, she'im b'karmen sham b'simcha. When Rosh Hashanah came along, even when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there still was no carbon shlam. Memeila ain't b'chal mitzvah simcha. Very gishmak. If it says Rebbe Salzolt, you know why Rosh Hashanah was removed? Because Rosh Hashanah had no shaykhis to the real level of simcha. The real simcha that you need is only with Bat HaShlam. So therefore Rosh Hashanah never had that element. Forget today. Never had it. So it was always lacking, Rosh Hashanah was always lacking in that element of simcha. And that's why we don't say Ma'idim Simcha. Therefore he says, but the Rambam L'shitasai, which we'll see is not so L'shitasai, meaning according to this, it should come out that the Rambam that holds you can be kind boss of Yayin with anything, so then Rosh Hashanah should say Ma'idim Simcha. Now the Rambam does not say Ma'idim Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. So we'll have to deal with that. But that's where Rebbe Tzal's all these points. A very nice Nakuda. He wants to say that the reason why there's no Simcha in Rosh Hashanah is not because of all this stuff, Sefer Chaim Mesim, and it's sad, it's depressing, none of that. Because real Simcha needs a carbon shlamim. And Rosh Hashanah never had a carbon shlamim. Since Rosh Hashanah never had a carbon shlamim, it was never shaykh to the parasha of Simcha. For the Rambam, you say Simcha Yisera.
Is a carbon shlamim, maybe.
Right. No, that's for Hala. Right, that's for halal. You have to schlep halal to bus of yayin. Okay, we'll have to see.
Why can't you say that the simcha yisera is the shlamim?
The Rambam's talking about halal.
What is that?
No, when
you want to say the reason why you don't say halal is because there's no shlamim?
Right.
Well, only if halal is related to simcha.
No.
Wow, I don't know. You want to think that the Rambam says the reason why there's no halal in Rosh Hashanah is because there's no simcha yisera.
No,
there's still one problem. Doesn't stem with the Gemara. The Gemara still says, the Rambam himself says, right? He says, because it's serious days. He doesn't say because no carbon shlomim. He says because
he doesn't say anything.
No, he does. In Hilchos Chanukah, he says. Look at number, where'd it go? Number nine. He says very clearly. Don't say a word about the fact there's no carbon shlomim.
Lo yimei simchi yiser. Maybe that's pshat and simchi yimei yiser. In other words, every other time there's a shlomim.
I don't know. First of all, he doesn't say that. First of all, he's talking.
He doesn't say a lot of things.
No. One second. The contrast is way off. He's telling me that it's the days of seriousness. And by the way, there's also no carbon shlamim.
Yeah.
I don't know. A little strange. Also, it's against the Gemara. The Rambam is playing off the Gemara. The Gemara says Sifrei Chaim Sifrei Meisim Shulchan Recha. That means there's no carbon shlamim. I don't know. It's hard to imagine. Maybe. Listen. I never say no to anything. It's possible. Okay, so let's try to piece everything together now. So Nachama, where we left off over here? We left off with a steer in Shulchan Aruch. We can't figure out, is there a Chiy of Simcha in Rosh Hashanah, or is there no Chiy of Simcha in Rosh Hashanah? If there's a Chiy of Simcha in Rosh Hashanah, we should say it in the davening Ma'idim Simcha. If there's no Chiy of Simcha in Rosh Hashanah, why on earth do we say the words, why is the Mechaber right that Oichlin v'shoysu v'smeichem Rosh Hashanah? So if we take a look at the Mishnah Berurah on page 2, Mishnah Berurah says, why taka do we have a Chiy of Simcha in Rosh Hashanah? Favos. Why do I eat and drink on Rosh Hashanah? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ratzalaymar, Afshu hu Yom Adin, even though it's a serious day, it's Yom Adin, Bikom Oka Nitzvah Shal V'samachta B'chagecha, Shayach Kamboy. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because it's Fort Yom Tif. And Yom Tif requires a din of V'samachta. Shegam hu B'chlal Chag. It's included in the Yom Tovim. So according to the Mishnah Berurah's understanding, it's really based on the Bach. If someone asks you, why do you have to eat and drink? Why do you have sudas? And why do you maybe have basar and yayin and Rosh Hashanah? The answer is because it's a yomtif. It's a yomtif. V'samachta b'chagecha, it's a yomtif. End of story.
But that pasuk is even
stronger. So that pasuk is tigul, again, those pasukim already, right? Tigul b'choydeh shoyfe b'keslim chageinu. So we know it's called a yomtif. And yomtif and carry chiv simcha. Which means, l'fizeh, it's like we started off with the Urayim. There's nothing special about Rosh Hashanah either way. It's just that anything that's called a yomtif carries a chiv simcha.
So the Mishnah Berurah would say, you say halal.
So one second. So now that just makes the kasha even stronger. So why is there no halal? Good. So this is all if you assume like the Mishnah Berurah. If you assume like the Mishnah Berurah, we're really stuck with a steer in Shulchan Aruch. But comes along another Vilna Gaon, says the Vilna Gaon, number 14, on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, we eat and drink and we rejoice on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gaon, number 14, Yushalmi Perekama de Rosh Hashanah. For Aviu Harosh Soif Rosh Hashanah. Says the Vilna Gaon, why does the Mechaber say you're supposed to eat and drink on Rosh Hashanah? He tells you, look in the Yerushalmi. What Yerushalmi is he talking about? Let's read Yerushalmi together. Number 20 says Yerushalmi. Reb Chama bar Chanina vavoyishu yachad omer eze uma kuma hazois. What nations like the Jewish people? Benoik shab oilam, normal people. Adam yadei sheish lo din. A guy knows he's going to court. Loi vishchayrim, he was black. Umesatei vishchayrim, he wraps himself in black clothing. Umegaldos kona, he doesn't really care how he looks. Sheini yadei, hech yehech dina yotza. The guy's on death row, he's not really worried about how he looks. It's not his biggest concern. Avi Yisrael ain't okay, the Jewish people are not like that. Elo loiv shim levonim, we wear white. Umesatei levonim, we dress up in white. Umegalchim zikonam. The oichlin, the shoysin, usmeichim. You're doing because we know Shakadish Baruch Hu oisel lehem nisim. Wow. Zok de Vilna Goin. You see from the Yerushalmi, you know why we eat on Rosh Hashanah? Not because of Simchas Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Berurah said the reason why we eat on Rosh Hashanah is the Simcha stems from what? Because it's Bechal Mayadim. Says the Yerushalmi, that's not the reason. The reason why we eat and drink on Rosh Hashanah is for a totally different reason. It's because we want to show that we're convinced and we're comfortable and we're batuach that we're going to have a good year.
But that's an interesting word to use, nisim, though. It's not...
In some kind of nisim.
Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hu also have nisim. Nisim means like...
No, he means relatively... I think he means based
optimistic.
On... Right, I mean based on what we bring to the table, it's taka miracle.
Like,
yeah, that's what he means. Based on what we bring, we don't really, you know...
The classical...
So what do you see from this Yerushalmi? Kavaldik. You see from this Yerushalmi that the nature of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah is not like Pesach and Sukkot. Pesach and Sukkot is like David was saying, I'm celebrating, I'm rejoicing what we went through, what we experienced. Here's a total different experience. I'm rejoicing in what? In the the confidence of next year. So if you accept this going, everything is beautiful now. Why is everything beautiful? Avad the Rosh Hashanah doesn't carry a chiyuv Simcha. And that's why we don't say Ma'idim Simcha. That's not because of the chiv simchas Rosh Hashanah. That's because of the optimism and the confidence of Rosh Hashanah. And that's why it's beautiful now, the end of the Mechaber. What was the end of the Mechaber? Omnam lo yochlu kol sov. I mean, don't go crazy with this. I mean, it's not like Pesach and Sukkot, the Shochanah doesn't tell you, oh, by the way, you know, keep a serious head. Oh, Pesach and Sukkot, you know, enjoy yourself. But Rosh Hashanah, the oichlin v'shoysin is not an expression of simcha. It's an expression of my confidence. If it's going to be an expression of your confidence, don't be overconfident either. So now the mechaber is everything's beautiful now.
So now
we understand why you don't say halo. Because avad, it's not simcha. The Shulchan Aruch holds there is no chiv simcha in Rosh Hashanah. And that's why you don't say halal, and that's why we don't say ma'idim simcha. The problem is it says over here, the answer is that's not because of simcha's yomtiv. That's from a totally different place. That confidence doesn't give you the right to say halal, maybe. That confidence merely gives you the right to eat and drink. And to
then it's
not
break up
Bailos
then if there's no simcha
on
Rosh Hashanah.
Ah, okay, good. So let's
argue with the Gemara.
Why is he going to
say because the Gemara said for the same reasons that every he says Oichlin is Shoysin because you're confident. And the Gemara says you can't be so confident.
Right.
You're going to die.
No, it depends how you read the Gemara. I don't know how the Yerushalmi is going to learn the din of Sifichayim. Again, this is Yerushalmi, right? I don't know how the Yerushalmi learned the din of why. No halal on Rosh Hashanah. He could have either learned it because of Simcha, or he could have learned it like the Rambam Simcha. He said that's too much confidence. We'll come back to that. We're going to come back to that.
Gemara is saying specifically
on halal.
That on halal, you don't know people are going to be dying.
Right, which means
Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mesim. And the Yerushalmi is saying we don't care about Sifri Chaim because you can be confident that you're going to.
So what are you going to have to say that there's a difference between no. There's a difference between eating and expressing halal. Right. Saying halal is a higher level of expression. To express simcha like that, that's too much.
It all fits with the Rambam, with simcha and simcha yisrael.
No. According to this pshat,
the concept of two kinds of simcha.
No, there's no. It's not simcha at all. According to the Rambam,
it's not halachic simcha. It's
correct.
State of simcha.
Is there any other kind?
No. I mean like this. According to the. Oh, we'll come back to that in a second. One second. So according to the Rambam, avada yom tov carries a chiyuv simcha like Rosh Hashanah. Just as levels. According to the Mechaber, according to the Goyim, the way it works is like this. There is no din Simchas Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. It's called Simchas positive optimism on Rosh Hashanah.
And actually, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, what he doesn't stop at Ochlin
Shoshan. Exactly.
He says, and we don't fast. And he didn't have to say that.
Right.
He didn't have to say, and we don't fast. And he said, you should eat.
So why is he pointing that out?
That it's not a day of sadness.
Exactly. It's all part of it.
Exactly.
Right. It's not a day for you to. Exactly. It's not a day for you to be like the regular guy who's nervous about his quirkus. Now, if you take a look and make it a little better, in number 21 of Shlomo Kluger, if Shlomo Kluger takes
this. By the way, would this also be
why you don't use a lashon modim l'simcha chagim uzmanim l'sasim, that we don't make an expression of it?
Oh, good. Exactly. That's what I get to in a minute. But right now, we're keeping it simple. Right now, we're learning the Mechaber.
But the Goyin is saying this in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said...
Goyin is saying in the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah. Shulchan Aruch is saying it's because it's called Chag.
It's not like the Mishnah Berurah. Goyin is different than the Mishnah Berurah. Yes, agreed. The Mishnah Berurah's reason gets us into trouble. If you go like the Mishnah Berurah's reason, which is really the Yireim on source number one, we're stuck with the steer. If you learn like the Goyin, we don't have the steer. And it comes out of a very big nafkamina. And you can even take it a step further. If you hold that the chi of simcha is because of regular simcha yomtiv, and you hold there's a lot of ifs, and you hold on a regular yomtiv, you have to have basav yain, then l'chay you'd have to have basav yain in Rosh Hashanah. But if you hold like the Goyin, that the chi of simcha is just to show confidence, lav davka, you have to have basav yain. You just have to have a nice, respectable meal where you're showing that I'm not sittering, I'm not nervous. So it could be, it would come out according to the way that the Goyin learned the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to have basav yain in Rosh Hashanah. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Oichlun v'shoyis v'smeichim. Yeah, that means you're supposed to have a normal meal. You should have like you know, not like you're nervous and scared, but lav dafka, but you have to have basav yain. But if you hold like the Mishnah Berurah, that it's a regular moyed, then you should have to have basav yain. That should be l'chayro, a simple nafkamin. Now, if you take a look at number 21, in Reb Shlomo Kluger...
So this nervousness of Aryeh Shoei and Mino Yiro and all that, that's just that'll come Rosh Hashanah, we're just...
No, comes Rosh Hashanah, it's balanced. Comes Rosh Hashanah, it's balanced. There is part of the day where we'll be talking.
This month we shouldn't be balanced. We
should this month, be right. Really... Anyway, the truth is the Torah brings us down right before, you know, he says when you come to Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to shave and you get a new suit. And, you know, it's a, again, it's a very big balancing act. So Shlomo Kluger makes it even better. He says in Shlomo Kluger, he says in life sometimes, right, this is a feeling. Right, this number 20, the Yerushalmi was a feeling. How do you express confidence? So you could say it in your heart. So you got to do something. The eating and drinking is proving my confidence.
Well, we also said that Levon dressing up in white.
Right. So that's the dressing up in white. So Zokter Shlomo Kluger, that why do you have to do all that? Because the dressing up, the taking the haircut, the taking the shave, that shows Mikayach Alapoyel what I'm really feeling, and that shows, and therefore that's what the eating is. He writes the middle. That's why you eat and drink. The eating and drink shows your bitachon b'Hashem. So what does it come out again? It comes out the eating and drinking is not because of Simchas Yomtiv. There is no Simchas Yomtiv from Rosh Hashanah. The eating and drinking is merely nothing more than an expression of my comfort, my bitachon in Hashem. So
on,
in Cain,
on a regular chag, like
yeah,
what are the how do you show Simcha?
Very good. Right. So this is a very geshmak.
Only say you should eat and drink. He doesn't right. tell you what to eat and drink.
Right.
Right. He limited it to. The expression of simcha in that Shulchan Aruch is only eating and drinking like a meal.
Right, it doesn't tell you even what.
Aren't there other things that you do to show simcha that he's saying you don't have to
do? Very good. Very good. So let's break this down for a second. There's a fundamental hakir which Reb Chaim also talks about. When the Gemara says, ain't simcha el b'basa, ain't simcha el b'yayin, whatever it is going to be. Is the pshat that the basa min yayin is the fulfillment of the simcha? Or it's just supposed to bring you lidei simcha? So, meaning, it's not the basa of yayin itself. It's the basav yayin, it's supposed to be maybe the day simcha, but the simcha is really an internal feeling. The basav yayin is just how you get to that internal feeling. That's one way of saying it. The other way of saying it is that maybe the basav yayin is the expression of my simcha. Meaning, you have to show joy. How do you show joy? Joy is something that's in your heart. How do you show it? When you do actions that are associated with joyous feelings, that's an expression of joy. Maybe that's what the Torah wants of us.
But isn't the pasuk coming from the zecher of the karban?
Yeah, but the Gemara over there says, based on a pasuk in last week's parsha, v'zavachta shlam v'samachta, that there's some simcha that comes out of the shlam. So what? So
but there's no shlam in Rosh Hashanah.
Correct. There's no shlam in Rosh Hashanah. There's no shlam in any yomtiv. So that's why it's barely possible that there's no chiyuv simcha midaraisa today on basar. Right?
Based on that chakir, when I think that it would have to be like the first side because you have a chiyuv to buy your wife clothing. When you get that credit card bill, you're not very happy. So it definitely can't be like the second side that you're happy inside. You're not.
You don't get that
till
half the youngest.
Depending on the cycle
hits. Chiv to buy your wife clothing
should be like the first side.
That's not your simcha, it's her simcha.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be unhappy.
What?
Because I don't care about you. It's her simcha. Her simcha. Is that the idea of Bisha's begotten?
Yeah.
The Olam should take a look. It's a worthwhile read. In Simon Tovkov Chavtes, the Mechaber talks about Simchas Yomtiv. One Simon in Shulchan Aruch about Simchas Yomtiv. Then the Mechaber writes a long lesson in economics. Yeah. The Be'aloch gives you a long lesson of economy, of economics, how to spend money, what to spend money on, be careful what you spend money on. It's a fascinating Be'aloch. In the end of Tovkov Chavtes, ask Chaim about it, we did it in Yeshiva. It's a Mordek Be'aloch. The Be'aloch goes to an economics course. How to spend money, what to spend money on. Very interesting. At the end of the Be'aloch, he points out that if you can't afford to buy your wife a dress, buy her shoes. Now, I don't know about you guys, but shoes are quite expensive today. I don't know if you're familiar. They're not cheap shoes. But okay, let's finish up. So in Cain, so far we have a Geshmak HaMahalach and the Mechaber. What's the Mahalach? I thought this year we might actually finish the sheet. Okay, so the Mechaber writes that there's no Chi of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Wait, sorry, we don't say Ma'idim is Simcha. We don't say Halal because there's no Simcha. Aye, so why do we say Oichlim V'Shoysin? Zokted on the going. Well, Oichlim V'Shoysin, you know why? Because of the Bitochlin of the Yushami. Now, let's go back to the Rambam for a second. What's our Rambam? So we learned the Rambam very Geshmak. The Rambam holds Avada is a Chi of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. And according to the Rambam, there is a Chi of Simcha. And according to the Rambam, the only reason why you don't say Halal is because you don't have Simcha. You say, so what do you think the Rambam should hold with regard to Kiddush and Shemoneh Esrei? Should he have the words Ma'idim B'Simcha, or would the Rambam not have the words Ma'idim B'Simcha? Why would he not?
Because
it's not a Simcha. Okay, you're assuming that for to say the words Ma'idim B'Simcha, you need to have Simcha Yisera?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we say it on the three holidays where we have Simcha Yisera. That's what he compared.
No, he was saying in the context of Hallel. To recite Hallel maybe needs Simcha Yisera. To say the words Ma'idim B'Simcha, a holiday of rejoicing, this is a holiday of rejoicing.
Right, but we say Ma'idim B'Simcha on the other three holidays where we do say Hallel because we have a Simcha Yisera.
That
if
is
I'm going to exclude Rosh Hashanah from that, then everything gets excluded.
Right, but if you start from the, right, you're going that way, I would start from the base. Meaning, if we know that Rosh Hashanah carries a Chi of Simcha, definitely does according to the Rambam. It just doesn't have enough to say Hallel. Right,
Hallel doesn't try.
Right. So what's your starting point? You're saying, well, Hallel, Hallel is what decides what we call the Yom Tov. I would say the other way. I would say Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah has a Chi of Simcha, and that's why you could say the words Ma'idim B'Simcha. You can't say Hallel because Hallel needs more.
It's a way to just distinguish between Look, the Shalosh Regalim.
So let's see what the Rambam writes. Zok the Rambam number 22. Zok the Rambam. What?
Is the Rambam in line with you?
He doesn't have to be. He could be. Doesn't have to be.
Because if that's the case, it is an individual thought. In other words, really, you would think you should go ahead and dress in black and mourn and all that. Yeah. Comes along and tells you, you know what? Listen, approach it with that confidence, that tempered type of thing. If that's the case, it doesn't fit in the category of Mo'ad and L'Simcha in any situation, including the Nusach. But L'maisa, they're telling you, listen, you know what? This is the way we have
Kenzai.
To be. We have to be
Possibly.
Positive.
You could learn the Rambam like Yushami, and everything would work out nicely, 100%. So let's take a look in the Rambam, very quickly. Zog the Rambam, Nusach Kiddush Yom Tov. What's the text on a regular Kiddush on Yom Tov? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Malchum Asher Barachem Mikolam Ve'er Mikolashon. Good. V'tid Alonu Bahava Mo'yedin L'Simcha Chagim Mizmanim L'Sos. And he goes through the whole text. Then comes to Halacha Chof. Rosh Hashanah Oimer V'tid Alonu Hashem Elokeinu Bahava Yom Tov Mikroi Kodesh Hazeh Zichro In Tura Mikroi Kodesh Bahava Zechel Tzitz Mitzrayim Kivano V'charto. No mention of what? Mo'yedin L'Simcha Chagim Mizmanim. He leaves it all out. So Kash says, why? You Rambam. You're a Simcha guy. You hold there's a Chiv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, and that's why the Rambam held that the Rambam includes it with the other Mayadim. He puts it together with the other Yom Tovim. Yet the Rambam says you don't say Halal because you don't have Simcha Yisera. So who says you can't say Mayadim and Simcha?
Meaning,
I would say that when you want to say the words Ma'idim B'Simcha, all you need to do is to call this a day of Simcha. And I think you can call it, according to the Rambam, you can call it.
Right.
One more kasha. There's a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes over here, U'b'magid me'sharim kasi, he quotes the Magen Me'sharim, that Pashas Nitzavim, sholoi lecho basa v'lish tesiyayim v'rosh Hashanah. Even though the Mechaber said, oichlem v'shayisim v'smeichim v'rosh Hashanah, no basa, no yayin.
Wow.
Whoa. What happened to Simcha? What happened to Simcha? So the easy way out of this would be what? If he holds like the Yushalmi. If you hold like the Yushalmi, that the Achila is not because of Simcha of joy, but it's just to show Bitochen, and you talk, you don't need Basra. You don't need Basra for that.
That's,
no, you talk, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe that's too much already. You just have to have chicken and, you know, and a nice spread to show that you're a bit Batua.
I'll just say, don't fast. Don't even say what you should eat.
And the Shulchan really, and the Shulchan didn't really, right?
No,
he just said Akhlo Shaisen.
He led by saying eat
and not fast.
Drink
and not fast.
And don't fast.
Right. So that was
it. Necessary. He could have said don't fast if he was going to hold like this. That there's no fee to eat Basar V'yayin.
Right. So maybe he holds there's more than a regular day, but just not Basar V'yayin.
Okay.
Come here. Now comes along Yibiruchim Olshin, and he comes up with a Gavaldik Kapshat. Says Yibiruchim like this. He wants to come up with the following Yisrael. If you go back to the Rambam really told us that Ikar Simcha is belief. If you go back to number 10, the Rambam writes, V'chayiv Odom Nias Ben Semeach V'toiv Leif. The Vilna Goyin said the hardest Yom Mitzvah to keep a Simcha is Yom Tov. You got to be happy for 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm adding this. That means you have to put up with whoever you have invited for Yom Tov. Your in-laws, your parents, your kids, you know, their spouses, your grandkids, right? Whoever you want to put into that equation. And you have to be happy for all 8 days without a break. So the Vilna Gaon said it's the hardest Yom Tov to keep. The hardest mitzvah to keep. That's the Vilna Gaon talking, right? So why? Zok to Rambam, because it has to be in the heart. Says Yibirucham also in Gevaldik. What does it mean it has to be in the heart? It means that what the Torah wanted us is to do actions that express Simcha. That's how we feel it in the heart. But it's really the basa and the ayin. All these things are merely an expression of Simcha. Therefore, Zok to Yibirucham also like this. When it comes to the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, then we say, you know what? Don't express it outwardly. Just keep it inward. Don't do that extra expression. What he calls the Rambam Simcha Yisayr. Simcha Yisayr means it's such an abundance of Simcha. I express it. I do things that show my Simcha. Just keep it to yourself. Therefore, says Yibrucham, now everything is beautiful. Now we don't say Ma'idim Simcha. That's an expression of joy. We don't do that. We don't say Hallel. That's an expression of joy. And that's why you don't even need Basar Yayin, because that's an expression of joy. But to have joy, believe, that you do have. So Melo says, Yibrucham, now everything is beautiful. Now the Rambam is nice, and now the Shulchan Aruch is nice. Everyone's beautiful. Avada, there is a Chiv Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. How is it different than the other Mayadim? In the other Mayadim, we want you to express that Simcha, either by eating, or by Hallel, or by saying it in the Kiddush. On Rosh Hashanah, we want you to keep it in your heart. Keep it private. Don't express it. Melo, that's why Basar Yayin would be an outward expression. We just eat. And that's why we don't say Hallel, and that's why we don't say it in the Kiddush. L'chol l'fidus Yisrael says Yibirucham, everything is very geshmak. So l'maisa, it's going to be totally in how you understand the Simcha of Rosh Hashanah, and do you understand it like a regular Yom Tov, or do you understand it as perhaps a different Chiyuv Simcha? Okay, Rabbi, say, have a good Gibbon Shur, Mitzvah next Sunday, we're not going to have Shir.